today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Thinking back, I can remember being asked, how do I serve God? I have also been asked, how can I serve God? To some, the question might seem elementary. To others, the question might reveal some carnal, immature, or something silly about the individual who's asked the question. But these are two very important questions. If you can't answer these questions, you can't serve God in the way that He has planned for you to serve Him. I believe many struggle with these questions, but are afraid to ask for fear of what might be thought or said about them. If I don't know how to serve God, do I call what I'm doing service? I know that serving God is at the top of your list. I believe you want to give God your greatest service each day of your life. I also believe that if you knew how to serve Him, you would turn the world upside down. So how do we serve God? How do you and I do it? In Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 6, it is written, "For as we have many members in the body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ, individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." Did you hear that? Use your gifts to serve God. You and I are individual members that make up the body of Christ. We serve God under two banners. We serve Him as an individual, and we serve Him corporately as the body of Christ. We use the gifts He has given us to serve Him and to be an effective witness. Each one of us has a different gift that is to be used to serve, to glorify, and lift up the name of Jesus in service to God. Yes, God has empowered you with a gift that will honor Him and help others while edifying the body. If you don't know what your gift is, ask God. Then give much thought to what you do each day that resonates below the surface of your feelings, like nothing you've ever experienced before. There's one thing I want you to be aware of. Your gift may not align with what you want to do, but believe me, if you do it anyway, your life will take on new meaning. You will experience the joy of the Lord. You will find joy in the peace of God doing it. You'll see results from using your gift to edify the body, and in the process, you will reap the benefits of what you've sown. How are you using your gifts of help, administration, mercy, wisdom, faith, knowledge, and many others? All the gifts are not listed here, but the question remains, how are you using your gifts to serve God? Now that you know how to serve God by using your gifts, will you move from where you are to where you need to be? Will you unwrap your gift and present to God your best effort? I believe you will. I believe you will experience a whole new life as a result of exercising your God-given gift. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.